right. My love, do you ever dream of? Can y'all hear me? Candy coated raindrops. You're the scent, my candy rain. Where y'all at?
Right.
Can y'all hear me? I was over here getting ready, listening to So For Real, honey. What's up, everybody? I hope you guys are doing good today. Hey, y'all remember that damn song from junior high? Yes, Candy Rain was the jam back then, okay? So I was still singing it. I was like, let me just go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? You know how you got a song in your head? My love, do you ever? Okay, so we got a lot of people in the house today. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I hope you guys are doing good. I'm on my green shit today, honey. Okay. Green is for the money. Gold is for the honeys. In the words of Bishop Don Juan. So I was talking about him the other day. Don't never let nobody tell you that dark-skinned girls can't wear different color lipsticks. Okay. I'm proof of that. Give a damn. From black to green to blue. I don't rock it all on YouTube. Okay. So love your skin tone. Wear whatever fits you. So I hope you guys are doing great. Oh my gosh. This is so funny. We have a lot of people already in here. Let me wait. We got about 2,000 people watching. Of course, the haters are here. Thank you for the dislikes. Y'all are still giving me views and attention, so I appreciate y'all too. So let's give it up for the three haters who hit dislike and the goddamn show ain't even started yet. We see y'all motherfuckers, okay? Thank y'all. Y'all are so pressed by my existence. And I'm glad that you're bothered enough to be here, even before the show starts, just to hit dislike. Because we know you're going to watch the whole show, okay? We see y'all. But to the people who are tea sippers who rock with me, I want to show y'all mad love. Thank you guys for supporting everything I do. Thank y'all for being here. Thank y'all for the love, honey. Because so many times people focus on the haters. Fuck the haters. I'm here for those who love me, okay? And we are here. Yes, Team Green. We are here to sip on this cupcake tea, honey. This shit is crazy, okay? I was minding my damn business. I slept in late. And I woke up and I'm getting hit up. Like, you hear this new diss track. Oh, my God. They're going at your girl. This and that. And I guess people thought that I was supposed to, like, not like it or not give Cupcake props because of Cardi. I keep telling y'all, bitches, I'm not on the girl's payroll. You know what I'm saying? We are associates. I don't owe her anything. If I like something, regardless of who's rapping or saying something, I have the right to like it. Cupcake killed that shit. She drugged Cardi. She drugged Meg Thee Stallion. She drugged Sukiyana. And I was here for it all, okay? Lyricism is lyricism. Y'all are the ones who stand and worship these people and act like if you're team this person, you can't like that person. I'm a grown-ass woman with kids, okay? And I'm going to give props where props are due. Cupcake killed it. I was here for it. I was very surprised. Now, I know Cupcake is a, you know, she's very lyrical. You know, she's always been talented. But the fact that she, you know, did the whole How to Rob concept, which was done by 50 Cent, which was also done by Nicki Minaj back in, I believe, 2018 or whatever on her album. And she did it and she remixed it. I thought she really killed it. So, and a lot of folks are in their feelings. A lot of the fandoms are saying, you know, she's wrong. How dare you talk about Meg Thee Stallion's foot and you're talking about black women and this and that. I keep trying to tell y'all, a lot of people are over this entire Meg Thee Stallion situation. And most folks are just waiting for the court case. Okay. So all that crying y'all been doing, people don't care. Lyrically, she killed that shit. Okay. So let me go ahead. Somebody said, let's give a moment of silence for all the people she killed on that track from damn Offset. She went in on Tory. I don't understand how people are mad about her going in on the females. She also drugged the dudes. She went in on damn Lil Durk and Lil Baby and 6ix9ine. Like, she went in on the whole industry, Doja Cat. Y'all need to get out y'all's damn feelings, honey. This is hip hop. This is the hip hop we grew up on. Y'all the same people who are crying when Drake dissed Kid Cudi and we're, oh no, he has a mental illness. He's dealing with a lot. That's so wrong of Drake. But Kid Cudi can sit here and keep throwing daggers at Drake and keep dissing Drake every chance he gets. And then when Drake claps back, he's wrong. Honey, I'm from the generation of hit him up with Tupac, no Vaseline, with Ice Cube. So y'all be crying over this stuff. And I'm like, I'm here for it. Thank you. Bring back the 90s. Bring back real lyricism. It's not about beef. It's not about her trying to fight these people. She went to the booth and she killed that shit. And I believe somewhere behind the scenes, Nicki Minaj is back there, okay? Laughing her ass off. But we'll get on that in a minute. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats. I'm a 90s baby. I'm here for all the damn beef and drama. Only on wax, not in real life, okay? We don't want people to be out here in the streets fighting and, you know, acting a fool. Let's see here. Precious McClendon sent $19.99. She says, love you, T. I love you, too, and thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you. Little I3 says, hey, T, sending love from Denver, Colorado. Getting ready, heading to work, looking great, honey. Didn't like y'all stay. Hit like and y'all stay safe and positive. Thank you so much, sis, and thank you so much for coming through with the super chat. I appreciate you. Dom sent 999 says, hey, T, cupcake girl, I can't wait for your opinion. Yes. Thank you, sis. Shayla W says, love you, T, looking like a whole meal. You're unbiased and beautiful. What more could I ask for? Blessings to you and yours. Thank you so much, sis, and blessings to you as well. Thank you for coming through. I really appreciate you. Let's see here. C. Johnson sent $4.99. Thank you so much, C. Appreciate it. Let's see here. Oh, little I sent another $14.99. Says, stay safe and positive. Autocorrect got me again. LOL. No problem. Thank you so much for the additional super chat. I really appreciate it. Nico Dallas says, my favorite person is Lovely T, talking about my favorite female rapper. Oh, shit. This is a Christmas miracle for me. That's awesome. I'm glad that I could come on here and talk about one of your faves. So that's awesome. Cupcake doesn't get enough shine. So I definitely agree with you with that. She's from Chicago. She's from the Midwest, you know. Jerz Candy sent $5. Thank you so much, Jerz. Kristen Northleek sent $9.99, says, I agree, bring back 90s hip hop. Yes, us 90s babies, we are here for this. Y'all sensitive Sallys, y'all are the ones crying on Twitter, talking about cancel cupcake. Meanwhile, us grown folks are like, shit, we're here for all this damn, you know what I'm saying, 90s hip hop vibes, okay? Young Kobe, what's up, Kobe? He says, I'm just picturing Lizzo at the food court. That part had me cracking up. She was like, I'm gonna drag Lizzo's ass up the full court. I was like, oh shit. That was funny. She had a lot of funny punchlines. She really did. Sarah Shafiq says, hey T, love to hear your voice, even if I don't know the people you're talking about. I'm a listen. You have a voice for radio. You be teaching me. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate that. Thank you. Dial Before Brandon says, I haven't heard a diss this good since Kaya's Hit 'Em Up Tupac remix. Wow. Okay, that's what's up. Let's see here. Jerz Candy sent another $5, says, playing the dozen, stop crying, people. Thank you. Thank you. That's what we did back in the day. You know, sometimes I got damn roasted in junior high. It made me the person who I am today. This is why a lot of stupid comments and weirdos and handsome hoes, it doesn't get to me. Because we were raised in a different era. People talked about Jesus Christ. People would talk about you till the day that you die. Regardless if they like you or don't like you, you can't take everything personal. You got to know who you are. So y'all are doing more crying for these grown celebrities than these grown celebrities. I'm not doing that. Cardi B can hold her own nuts. Megan can hold her own nuts. Tory Lanez can hold his own nuts, okay? I'm not crying trying to run, you know, cape for people. Everybody's grown. Now, especially when it comes to a diss track, I can see if, like, she beat them or, you know, she ran up on them and beat their ass or something like that. This is literally on wax. So what they need to do is go to the studio and respond. That's what was done in the 90s. You respond. Somebody diss you? You book some studio time. Hey, bitch, I heard your diss track. Now I'm coming to get you right back. I don't know. That's just freestyle in my head, right? That's what we did growing up. All this crying on Twitter and trying to cancel people. Y'all need to sit the fuck down. Okay. Let's see here. Cy Asia Williams. That's pretty. Cy Asia. I like that. Says, hey, Auntie, I love your content. A loyal tea sipper. I'm heading home from school. Big snowstorm coming. Love you. Thank you so much, sis. Love you too and be safe. We've had a really mild winter here in Minnesota. Y'all know I haven't complained in the whole month of December. We haven't really had any snow and it's been unusually warm. Has me nervous. But I'm not complaining. So good luck, sis. Tierra B says, I'm going to have to check out this cupcake chick. Sounds like a winner. That's what's up. Thank you, Kelly Rubio, for the $4.99. DJ E says, hey, T, from San Diego, California. That's what's up. Thank you. All right, y'all. It is. She went in. So let me go ahead and kind of break back. Let me go and do the backstory. So I can kind of explain to you guys why a lot of Barty gang are mad. And, you know, what's Meg Hotties? They're in their feelings. Now, a lot of people have been saying that Cupcake has been shading Cardi B for a while. And that she's been trying to start beef with Cardi B. And so a lot of people, you know, feel a way about this. So let me go ahead and bring this back. Because, you know, this is what we do here. We do breakdowns. And then I'm going to bring you to the present. So back in June, what went down is that Cupcake had another song called Discount. And in that song, she basically threw shots at Azealia Banks and Cardi B. And she talked about Cardi B's forehead. Y'all remember that fight that she had with Nicki Minaj, where she threw that shoe at Nicki? And then one of the bodyguards had elbowed Cardi B in the forehead, and then she had that lump. So Cupcake talked about that. So I'm going to go ahead and play that for you guys really quick. So this is where a lot of the drama comes from. This is why a lot of Cardi B's fans feel away. They feel like Cupcake has been itching to come at Cardi for a while. Okay. Let me go ahead and share my screen with y'all. Me and my 50 million screens, honey. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm just going to play a snippet of this. Y'all go ahead and listen.
Yeah, keep the bank with me like a Zillia. When a verse then I kill ya. Nigga thought he was getting ass if he showed cash just throw bread. But I think the fuck not. Like Cardi forehead. Underrated, but I know they hate.
All right, so y'all heard that part. She talked about Cardi's forehead. So a lot of folks were really mad, like, hold up now, why are you bringing up Cardi B? Cardi B has done nothing to you. Why are you talking about her? That shit's not cool. So a lot of Barty gang were definitely feeling away. So then Cupcake addressed it in a live stream because a lot of people feel like she's always trying to run behind Nicki. Like I said, we'll talk about that in a minute. So a lot of folks felt away, like you're always throwing, you know, you threw a shot at Cardi. And I don't know if Nicki liked the remix, or I don't think she retweeted it. I think she may have liked it, but I'm not sure. But I know a lot of folks felt the way. So then Cupcake took to her Instagram, and then she was talking about it. And she was just basically saying that, you know, it was just a song and that she doesn't need to be, you know, dick riding Nicki. You know what I'm saying? She's always shown Nicki love. So let me go ahead and show y'all this, okay? So give me just a second here.
Y'all talking about, I only thank Nicki Minaj because I want a feature from Nicki Minaj, bro. Let me say something, bro. Because y'all really going to bring that Chicago out of me, bro. Like, I've been supporting Nicki. Like, not public. Like, we ain't talking about public support. Like, we talking about DMing her, hey, congratulations on your number one. You know what I'm saying? Like, no public support. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You know, let me publicly say this about Nicki, this is that. Like, I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally DM Nicki and was like, hey, you know, like, congratulations on your number one. When she went number one with, you know, her recent number one, whatever the case may be. I DM'd her. So, stop trying to make it seem like, oh, she's doing all this for a Nicki verse, bro. I like shit that genuinely happen. So I feel like if me and Nicki gonna collab, it's gonna genuinely happen. You know what I'm saying? It's because she see that I'm doing my shit and I know she doing her shit. I honor what she doing, she honor what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no we linking up because this is that. No, like, it's none of that. Like, I don't do that type of shit. I'm not that type of female. I don't move like that. So let's get that correct. Like, I genuinely support Nicki. And if she genuinely fuck with me, then I'd be honored to get a verse from her. It's that simple. If not, I still support her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, let me come back on the screen. Okay, so that was her addressing the whole situation when people are mad about that lyric in Discounts. Like I said, I'm going to break this down. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats real quick here. Let's see. Virgo Mastermind says, come on, T. Been rocking with you since your T-Fizzle days. I'm proud of your continuous growth. Cupcake done lit a fire under everyone's ass. And I'm here for it. She brought out the sport of hip hop. Thank you so much. And thank you for being an OG tea sipper. I appreciate you. And I agree 100%. If folks are mad, get your ass in the studio. Okay. That's what we did back in the day. If somebody's talking about you and you mad, you throw them things. Not encouraging violence, but all that crying. If you're that bothered, you go outside and you go fight that person and you call today. Y'all go on about y'all separate ways. Now you can't do that because a lot of you kids are crazy as cat shit and y'all be having guns. So I advise y'all to go out and go fight anybody. Just let them talk shit and just stay in your room. These kids, y'all, this generation is sick, okay? Y'all like to shoot. So yeah, talking about when we were growing up, that's what we were taught. Keep talking shit, go out there and go defend yourself. But nowadays, you know, these kids are, they just cry all the damn time, you know, so they're quick to pick up a gun, unfortunately. Let's see here. Natasha F says, love you, T, from Haiti. All right. Shout out to all my Haitians out there, all the Zoes. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for coming through and thank you for the super chat. I got a lot of Haitian supporters. That's what's up. Thank you. Let's see here. Ross Davidson sent $20. He says, loving the green, T. Loving the look as always. Glad to catch this live. Yep, Cupcake went hard. People taking shit too serious. Snowflake culture, but they act hard. Amen. They do. They getting their feelings quick. RJ sent 10 says, chocolate mint tea from Lovely Tea. Snow day and a live stream from Auntie. I'm here for it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're loving the tea. The mint tea is one of my favorites. You guys make sure y'all cop that tea on Amazon if you haven't tried it already. All right. I see all the little Haitian flags. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, I have a lot of Haitians who rock with me. So I love that. You know, I love my people from all over the diaspora. So thank you guys for the support. So now back to, look, they said the Zoes love you. Oh, thank you. Zoe Pound. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let me go ahead and get back to the cupcake thing. So that was her kind of explaining herself, right? Now, I do feel like this. I feel like Cupcake and Nikki are possibly close. And why do I feel that way? Because she dissed everybody in the game besides Nicki Minaj. Okay, how convenient. So I do feel like her and Nikki do have a relationship and they're closer. And maybe Nikki's helping to mentor her, look out for her. I don't know. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. But I do feel like, you know, I've been saying this for a while. We already know Nikki doesn't like Cardi. They don't like each other. But she also does not like Megan any longer. And I've been saying that for a minute. And now let me go ahead and get on Joe Budden's ass. Okay, because a lot of people, when men are coming to me and they're noticing the similarities, you need to stop what you're doing, sir. A lot of people have been pointing out to me the fact that Mr. Joe Budden is another one who is continuously sipping and stealing from my streams and my videos, watching stuff and then running it back to his bigger podcast and literally regurgitating my words. Now, you guys remember on Thanksgiving, and there was another video I did before that. I did a breakdown on Nicki Minaj and all the stuff, that, you know, the shade she was throwing towards Megan. And I told y'all that was coming from the fact that Megan was social climbing and basically used Nicki just like how Nicki was also using her. But then turned around a year later after you dissed Cardi and talked about her not being able to write, then jumped on a track with Cardi. And so Nicki ain't been fooling with Megan since that. So what's so funny is after I had did all that work and put that together, here comes Mr. Sip and Steal number two after Vlad TV, Joe Budden. Y'all check this out.
Speaking of getting in women's business.
It wasn't me.
And I'm not getting into it because I went into it before and they tore me apart and I'm not doing it again. Mm-hmm. But I do see what's going on between Blank and Blink.
Oh.
If there's the potential of something going on between Blink and Blink.
Thanks for clearing that up.
I see it from behind the scenes. Does it?
Okay.
All right.
Who's Blank and Blink?
Meg and Nick.
Something going on as far as
nothing,
musically?
Nothing. Moving on. I'm too early. I'm too ahead. I'm reading too much. It's too deep. I'm in women's business.
Shut your ass up. Now, people called him Lovely Joe. You know what? I'm not fooling. They called his ass Lovely Joe in the chat. Now, it's gotten so bad that men are hitting me up and saying, okay, he's doing too much regurgitating of tea. Here goes one of the top comments on my stream that I did about DJ Academics. Listen to what this person wrote. They said, Toby, shout out to Toby. They said, a watered down version of T's take on Academics is fun to come out on Joe, but it's fun to come out of Joe Budden's mouth in 3, 2, 1. And everybody was saying, sipping slow, copycat Joe. And then I said, facts. It's starting to become ridiculous at this point. It's lazy as hell. At least give my credit with his tired self. So even men are hitting me up like, and I've posted other stuff of Joe literally regurgitating stuff. Now he's talking about energy and whole sex. You know, when you have sex, you know, you're swapping energy with people. I've been saying that forever. But what I said, I was just a weirdo. And people claim you're just mad you don't get none. I get some, okay? Calm the fuck down. But it's very real, you know, you're swapping energy. It's soul ties. And they said Joe's not talking about soul ties. I was the one talking about demon time earlier this year. Now they're talking about energy and frequency and demon time. And, you know, 2020 has just been this and that. But remember, he was the same one when I did my demon time video and I showed the clip of him and Wiz Khalifa. He was trying to play crazy and act like he didn't know what demons were. So I just find that whole thing. I'm going to need y'all to stop calling him Lovely Joe. He put my phone on mute. So I laughed. So yeah, it's getting to be a bit much, Mr. Joe Budden. I understand you have a way bigger platform, but give my credit, sir. So anyways, I believe that Nikki is loving this, okay? She don't have to do the work. Cupcake is a badass rapper. She drugged everybody, including two of her nemesis, okay? So everything I was saying about what is going on behind the scenes with Nikki and Meg is definitely being confirmed in the industry, okay? That Nikki wasn't feeling that. And I don't blame Nikki because she did use her to social climb. But like I said, Nikki did that too as well because Meg was, you know, the hot girl. So the whole situation is insane. So let me go ahead and play you guys. I put this in two different, I just kind of split it up. We can't play too much music because I don't want them to mess with the stream. So let me go ahead and play the songs real quick. I split it up. So this is where she goes in on Cardi and a few others. And then I'm going to play the second half where she goes in on Meg. So give me just a second here. Oh, hold on. Okay, let me go ahead and pull up my screen. Give me just a second here.
Just talk off of Newport. Is that Tory Lanez or is that too short? Got your stop from your law up in New York. Catch Lizzo, drag out the food court. And you know it ain't shit to catch love, baby. All I gotta do is have one, two hoes on deck. Running through your party just so I can find Cardi like, bitch, I'm finna give you your OT back.
Okay, so you guys just heard that. That was her going hard, honey. And then let me go ahead and play you guys, because I was trying to see if I had to share, but I don't. Let me play the second one.
City girls leaking like a period. When I pistol whip them out, they burst it. Open up the bag, give me everything you got. Run up on Megan like, give me your funds. You can't even run because you just got shot. God said, is that a rat or a hamster? Pull up on a baby. I can just pamper. Fuck up his face when you can't even notice his features. Like, look him. Oops, that's random.
Okay. That's enough diss track for the day. If y'all want to listen to the whole thing, y'all go find it. It's on Twitter. It's on YouTube. She went in. She called Tory. She's like, is that Tory? Is that too short? I can't tell because he's too short. Okay. But no, she said some crazy shit. I took notes. We break it down to y'all. And I loved how she switched her flow. Oh, when she switched her flow on Megan, that was dope. That was dope. Let me go ahead. Y'all heard that damn shit. Give her props. What was my notes? She talked about Tory's height. She talked about running through a party and basically giving Cardi back her old teeth. She talked about Megan's foot getting shot in it. Talked about Lizzo, dragging Lizzo out the food court. I took that note down. Oh, she when she went in on Offset, that was crazy. She said, I'ma drop Offset off in the jungle because he's a cheetah. I said, oh shit. I love that double entendre. Go girl. She killed that shit. And then when she went in on Suki, I was here for it because y'all know how I feel about Suki. She said, Suki, I will come to your concert and be your only fan. And I guess, you know, attempt to whoop her ass or something. I don't know. But she was saying that Suki's only popping because the promoters are not booking her. Okay. And then, yeah, she said she'll show up at her show and say, what's goody? Cupcake ain't want to be played with, honey. Then she talked about the baby and says that she'll change his Pampers. Then she went in on 6ix9ine and said, 6ix9ine, is he a rat or a hamster? Okay? I mean, she killed it. I wish I could play the whole thing, but you know, content ID and all that shit. She also went in on Lady Gaga. So for all y'all crying, talking about, oh, she's only disrespecting black women, and it's always black women bringing down other black women. Shut your ass up. She also drugged Lady Gaga. She also drugged Doja Cat, who's clearly mixed, okay? She drugged both of them. So let's stop spinning false narratives. She drugged 6ix9ine. He's Mexican. Okay? Let's see who else. I think that's it. Those are all the notes I got. She drugged a lot of damn people. Then, oh yeah, she drugged, you know, G Herbo and, you know, the other Chicago rappers and stuff like that. She killed it. She killed it. I enjoyed it. I like a good rap battle. Yeah, she did. She went in on Lady Gaga. So that's what I'm saying. All these people talking about, oh, she's just attacking black women. No, she went in on a lot of people. I thought that was dope. Let's see here. Printep sent $3.99 says, T, I love your hair. Oh, I bought your hair and nail tea. We love it. Thank you so much. And thank you for the support. I'm glad you're loving the hair and nail tea. It works. People think my nails are fake, but these are my real nails. I got dip powder on them. But yeah, they help to grow your nails and everything else. So thank you so much. Domson 499 says, laughing out loud at T's freestyle. Y'all know I'm a bootleg rapper at heart, honey. I'm a bootleg rapper. I'm a bootleg nail technician. I'm a bootleg hairstylist. If only I could like really like pick something and just go hard for it. You know, I'll be rapping on the low every now and then. But I'm nowhere near the, you know, on the level as of a Cupcake or Meg or even Cardi. So, you know, I stay lane. I just sip tea and talk on YouTube. But thank you, sis, for the super chat. Let's see here. Mackenzie sent $4.99. Thank you, Mackenzie. Socina. I hope I said that right. It's pretty. Socina Way sent a $5 sticker. Said, ha ha. Thank you, sis. Jordan Cage sent $4.99. Thank you. Thuggish says, poor Lizzo. I'm gonna be up in the food court with her. Me too. Shit, I'm hungry. Oh my goodness, y'all are so funny. Saibon says, hey big sis, I love your channel and how you always stay true to you. I love the look as always. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. So yeah, she's been saying a lot. To me, like I said, she definitely killed that freestyle. Randy Austin sent $4.99. He says, you know you my girl, love you. I'm gonna send you some more money next time. Just coming back from unpaid maternity leave. Aw, you don't have to send me anything. Thank you so much. I'm always appreciative of just the love that you guys show with these super chats because again, it's very humbling that you guys even send money just to send me a comment. So thank you. Congratulations on the new baby. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy your bundle of joy. So thank you so much once again for taking time out to come and watch me. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Sharon Just Me Blessed says, you make my day, no cap. Thank you, sis. No cap. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Y'all are just so sweet. I swear. I have the best supporters. I have the best subscribers on YouTube. I don't care if I never get to 1 million. The people that I have who've been rocking with me heavy, it means a lot. And y'all go hard, man. Y'all go hard. Y'all send me shit when people be trying to low-key sip, you know what I'm saying, and act like it's they shit. Y'all be blasting them, so I appreciate it. Mackenzie Batson says, T, I love when you say, just give me a second when you're looking for something. Love you, girl. Love you, too. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. What's up, BL Sherelle? That's the homegirl from Philly. She says, looking like a goddess. Hit the like button, everyone. Yes. Do what she says. Hit the like. Thank you. Thank you for the super chat. So, yeah, this whole situation, like I said, is very, very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see if any of these people are going to respond back. If they do respond back, they're going to have to come with bars. I'm sure most of the men will ignore her because most of the men ignore Nikki when she blasted them when she did her version. Most of the men did not reply back. But it would be really nice if the women did. Hell, Lady Gaga, get your ass in the studio. Reply back to Cupcake. Okay? It'd be dope. I would love to hear Meg go back and forth. You know, since Meg loves making diss tracks on her best friend who's not really a rapper, her ex-best friend, Kelsey. Here goes somebody who's on your level. Here's somebody who writes her own music, Meg. I would love to see Meg respond back to Cupcake. Cardi, do what you got to do, sis. Respond. I would love to see them respond back. That's just me keeping the real shit. Lizzo, you better grab that flute and respond back. Fuck you, Cupcake. I'm on a diet. You got me fucked up. You better not try it. I want to hear these people respond back, okay? We need good music. We need, you know what I'm saying, just things to take our mind from, all, you know, away from all this nonsense. So y'all want to see them respond back. Come on, Cardi, let's go. Come on, Meg, let's go. Come on, Lizzo, grab that flute. Let's go, okay? I want to see a response. It's going to be very interesting to see if they do. But, you know, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I think she did a good job. You know, at the end of the day, it's music. It's not, let's keep it on wax. Nobody should be jumping Lizzo at the food court, let her live her best life, okay? There should be no fights at industry parties. You know, it's just music. Keep it on wax. That's all I can say about that. Y'all laughing because I did the little flute thing. Corey Michael Tay, stand $4.99. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Shadia D sent $24.99. Thank you so much, Shadia. I appreciate it. Oh, Corey Michael sent $9.99 and sent a thank you sticker. Thank you. How long I've been out here? We got over 11,000 people watching. Please make sure y'all hit the like button if y'all are having fun and I'm entertaining y'all. Hit that like, hit that like, hit that like. So now I want to go ahead. How long have I been out here? Oh my God, I've been out here already for 32 minutes. I don't even feel like it, honey. Time just be flying. I want to go on here and talk about Rowdy Rebel, okay? So Rowdy Rebel is back, and he's calling himself the King of New York. First and foremost, I'm going to need him to simmer down. He's only been out not even 24 hours, and the stuff I'm seeing on social media, it ain't cute. I'm just saying. I know they're probably like, shut up with your green lips. Put your green lipstick on. I don't care. Yes, my lips are green right now, but that ain't, the shit I've been seeing from Rowdy Rebel ain't cute. So let me go ahead and show y'all this when he first got out, honey. Half the people were like, who is Rowdy Rebel? The other half were like, okay, black man, just, you know, make sure you stay out of jail. And now he's on like this real arrogant, I'm the King of New York and the King of New York is back. And I'm like, King of New York? Last time I checked, Jay-Z was free. Jay-Z ain't been to jail since about the early 90s. What are you talking about, Rowdy Rebel? And honestly, I think I've heard maybe one or two of his songs. He really couldn't rap to me that well. No shade, but I wasn't impressed. And I feel like you're only really popping because you're an associate of Bobby Shmurda. Keeping it real. So let's go ahead and watch these videos of Rowdy Rebel. Like I said, half the internet was like, who is this man and why is he trending? He was trending number two yesterday. Go ahead and share this with y'all. So this is when he got home.
Hey! Hey! Yeah!
Be shy, my boy. How about look?
Okay, so that was one video. Let me show y'all this other video here. Okay, so this is the one that a lot of people are talking about. Okay, let me come back on the screen. All right, so y'all just seen that. So that's been trending today, like, okay, sir. First of all, drop a hot album. Let it sell, you know, millions of copies, and then we'll call you the king of New York. You know, one thing I will, somebody said, this is just cringy. Well, you know, hip hop, honey. They love to celebrate fuckery, you know. There's not this much fanfare when somebody graduates college. Never is. You never see people graduating with a degree, trending number two, and, you know, being told, hey, you black man that just graduated with a master's, you're the king of your universe. You're the king of this house and this family. Nope. But anyways, so he's out of jail, out of prison. He did his time, so I'm not mad. No, he's grown. These are not teenagers. They're all grown men. I think he's like 26, 27. So he served his time. They've been in there since about 2016-ish. He was the one who was in the video with Bobby Shmurda when Bobby Shmurda had the song Hot Nigga. And he throws the hat in the air. Roddy Rebel's right next to him. So he was able to kind of put his friends on. And so his, you know, all his little associates, they started getting into music as well. And he was one of them. Like I said, I had only heard two songs of his and I just wasn't impressed. I have heard a few songs of Bobby Shmurda. They were okay. You know, but King of New York, no, sorry. Okay. Maybe self-appointed king, but not in New York music. There's way too many rappers who have put in work who are actually lyricists, and I haven't gotten a lot of lyricism from him. But again, to each his own. He does have a fan base. A lot of people are really happy that he's home, and they can't wait for him to drop new music. Also, Young Thug promised that when he got home, he would look out for him. And supposedly, Young Thug has made good on that promise that he's going to look out for Roddy Rebel. So it's going to be interesting, you know, to see what happens, you know, as far as music wise. Now, Bobby Shmurda was denied parole. Now, I find it very strange because if you guys don't know, the only reason why he's out as early as he's out is because initially they had wanted Bobby Shmurda to snitch on him. And they were going to give Bobby Shmurda, I believe, 4 years. And they were going to give Roddy Rebel 12. But Bobby, being a good friend, said, no, I'm not telling on my guy. What other deal can you work out? They said, well, if you're not going to tell, then both of y'all get 7 years. Because they didn't have enough evidence to give Roddy Rebel 12 years. So Bobby ate that. He took 7. So that way his boy could get 7. And then hopefully they'd be out in 5. Roddy's out. But Bobby's still in. Bobby went out for, he went up for parole this summer and he was denied. So it's very interesting that he was denied, but Roddy Rebel's out. But Roddy's only out because Bobby was a stand-up guy, quote unquote, right? So they didn't pull a 6ix9ine. See, that's the difference between GS9, okay? One thing I will say about them, they are the definition of what you call street people. When you're living a life about the streets and you're dabbling in guns and drugs and doing stuff like that, you know the consequences of that. You know, if I'm doing all this dirt and I get popped by the police, that I can be facing anywhere from 10 to 20 years. but you're willing to risk that. Okay. So for me, if you know what, you know, where that road leads and you're comfortable with that, then cool. By all means, do whatever the fuck you feel like you need to do to eat. But what I don't respect is when people do it, get in the game, do dirt, and then all of a sudden you get popped. Now you want to tell on everybody. Okay. Now you snitching on the mailman. I was only able to pull drugs because mailman Samuels, he knew what packages were in there. Damn, why are you putting the mailman on blast? You know, but people will do that. And I think that's why a lot of people really respect GS9 is that none of these dudes folded. Even the guys before Bobby who were popped, they got double digits. A few of those guys got 40 years. Okay. Meaning they was probably doing a lot more than just drugs. I mean, if you're getting 40 years, I'm assuming there might be a murder or something in there. I don't know. Okay. But Bobby didn't snitch. He didn't throw none of his peoples under the bus. So that's why a lot of people, street people, have a lot of love for the GS9 clique. Now, as far as Treyway, shit. 6ix9ine single-handedly just fucked up that whole organization. That was crazy. And that's why I say I don't respect the whole 6ix9ine thing and how people are trying to normalize it and trying to act like, oh, he was so innocent and, oh, he just got caught up. Y'all only give him that excuse because he's a white-skinned Mexican. He's a lighter-skinned Latino. If he was a dark-skinned Dominicano, he'd get the damn black folks treatment. Let's keep that real. He wasn't innocent in none of this shit. He was doing just as much dirt, running guns and everything else, trying to be about that life and, you know, build up his street credibility. And he was also green lighting hits on other rappers like Trippy Red and other people. So the fact that 6ix9ine gets all this love, it boggles my mind. But hell, this generation is special. So enjoy y'all's heroes. let's see here. Brianna Anderson said 1999. She says, I was sitting here packing for my upcoming deployment and I noticed you were live. It made my day. Love you, T. Love you, too. And thank you so much, sis, for the super chat. Please be safe while you're there in the military. And thank you so much for your service. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Blackout sent 1999 says, yo, T, I'm 19 years old and I have been watching you for 4 years at work all day and night. I blame you for my taste in women. Girls my age are not doing it for me. Oh, shit. Love it. Keep up the energy for real. You are so sweet. Thank you so much. You know, with you being 19, you're the same age as my son. So it definitely would never work between us. Okay. But, you know, as far, let me talk on relationships real quick. I think it's wonderful that you as a young man are setting standards for yourself. And you're saying that if these women who are coming at me or, you know, who may want to holler at me or vice versa, if they're not to a certain level, if they're not handling their business, you don't want to be bothered with them. I think that is very, very smart. That is the right thing to do at your age, because what you don't want to get caught up in is being 19 and having a bunch of different baby mamas. And then you get in the child support trap and now you're, you know, flipping and dropping fries to pay child support. OK, so I think that's good that you have that mentality. You know what I'm saying? Definitely look for girls around your age who are handling their business, who are mature, who want more for themselves, who are not just out here trying to scam a nigga. You know, that's what a lot of these young girls talk about, is just scamming. Like, y'all realize that's illegal, right? You can go to jail for a long time. So a lot of these rap girls keep, you know, trying to, you know, teach these young girls all this scamming shit. So I'm glad that you're being very selective. I think it's great when I see young men being selective on who they choose to be with. So kudos to you. Thank you so much. Let's see here. We got a lot of super chats coming in. Michelle in the comment section says, I'm 52 and I love hearing this real lady. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. So we got tea sippers of all ages. And that's what I love about this channel. People from all ages, all races, all backgrounds. It makes me so happy. So thank you. Let's see here. S. Brown sent $10, says, I hope these young men stay focused on the money. Shout out to the Discord members. Yay! Shout out to Discord. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. And yeah, I hope so too. You know, like I said, I just want him to just stay on track. Roddy Rebel and whoever else ends up getting out, stay on track. If they're going to make music, that's fine. But leave all that dirt and all that stuff they was doing before they blew up. leave all that stuff alone because it's not worth it. And a lot of times when people get in the system, it's a trap, you know, because you don't just get out. You're also on probation. You may have to go to a halfway house. So there's all types of booby traps to bring you back into the prison industrial complex. And that's what he needs to watch out for. All that bragging and jumping on top of cars and all that extra shit. I'm sorry. I just got done doing 6 years. Let me just go home, take a nice hot shower, you know, in my own bathroom and just relax. So I just hope he just stays on track. So thank you for that. Marianne Hakam says, I love your platform. Thank you so much, sis. And thank you for the super chat. I appreciate you. Let's see here. Ashante Alexander says, hey, Auntie, I'm glad you went live today before my birthday. Love you. Love you too, and happy birthday. Thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate it. Hello, Katie 12 says, T, you look like the bomb.com. Thank you. Says, but I finally caught a live. Thanks for all your unbiased journalism. Shout out to you, love. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, sis. Let's see here. Let me see what these comments are saying. 20 by 321. Diane Diego says, I'm a 28-year-old Mexican-American. That's what's up. Thank you so much for coming through. Jaytan Myers says, love you, T. I love you, too. Thank you. Robin Davis says she's 55. Okay, I know that's right. Daystar White says, shout out to Discord. So Lovely says, Bobby got one more year. Okay, well, that's good. And like I said, hopefully when he gets out, they'll do the right thing. So we have a good mixture of people in here. Got some 27-year-olds, some 23-year-olds. Okay. Oh, God. Now you're about to put in the age. Somebody said they were three. There's no way a three-year-old is in here and you also have a membership. You're not three. Okay? I think you meant 13. There's a 13-year-old in here, actually. Okay. So we have a wide range of people in here. That's what's up. From 14, 13, 69. Okay. So anyhow, so that was the whole thing with Roddy Rebel. So now let's talk about Tiffany Haddish. I have to talk about this and I have to be very real with this. I meant to talk about it the last stream, but I forgot. So if you guys do not know what's going on with Tiffany Haddish, is that basically she put the Grammys on blast. They had wanted her to host it. She was doing some type of episode or podcast with somebody or something, and they had asked her to host the Grammys, and she basically revealed that the reason why she decided to decline is that the Grammys told her that she should just be grateful, like, yo, it's all this exposure, but they weren't willing to pay for her to fly in. They weren't willing to accommodate her stay, hair, makeup, none of that. They wanted her to pay for everything and just be grateful to, you know, host the Grammys. So that went viral. A lot of people were very upset about it. Now the Grammy board is apologizing and they're saying that it was a slight error. It was an error on their end. So let me go ahead and play you guys this video of this man here. He's from the Grammy board. So y'all go ahead and check this out.
So it's just been brought to my attention that the Recording Academy invited Tiffany Haddish to host this year's premiere ceremony. Unfortunately, and without me knowing, a talent booker working for the Academy told Ms. Haddish that we wouldn't even cover her costs while she hosted this event for us. To me, that was wrong. I'm frustrated by that decision. It was a lapse in judgment. It was in poor taste, and it was disrespectful to the creative community. I'm part of the creative community. I know what that feels like, and it's not right. Thankfully, Ms. Haddish was gracious enough to allow me to have a conversation with her. I apologize to her personally, and I apologize to her from the Academy. I expressed to her my regret and my displeasure about how this went down and how it was handled. Again, I want to say, Tiffany, we are sorry, and thank you for allowing me to speak on it.
Okay, so let me come back on the screen. So that is one of the gentlemen from, I guess, the Grammy boards. I'm going to say this. I believe the only reason why they're even slightly apologizing is because they were caught, is because Tiffany dared come out and say, you know, hey, they want to book me, but they didn't want to compensate me. Had Tiffany not said anything, there'd been no apologies. there would have been no walking it back. There'd been no tiny violin. Okay. There was another woman. I want to say maybe she's from the UK or something like that. She had went viral for talking about how Black women are always told to be grateful. Let me see if I can find it. How we're told to like be grateful and just be happy, you know, that somebody's given us an opportunity. I want to see if I can find it really quick. She was saying some real stuff, but there was a few things that I disagree with what she was saying. I'm trying to look and see if I can find the video. Basically, one of the things that I'm not seeing it, but one of the things that she was saying that I did disagree with was the fact that she was saying that, you know, these people or people who are booking us for certain things, they should just be happy. They should be happy to book us because we're so magical. We're Black girl magic. We're spiritual and this and that. And I've always had an issue with that. Okay. Because I feel like when we keep saying that Black women are magical beings, it kind of dehumanizes us. It makes it seem like we're not just women. And so people don't empathize with us when we go through things, because every other race of woman, they're allowed to be emotional. They're allowed to vent. They're allowed to cry. And it's seen as, oh my God, that woman is sad. Oh my God, you know, the white girl, you know, she's crying, she's upset. Oh my God, the Asian lady, she's upset, you guys. But when it's us, it's toughen up. You're Black girl magic. What you doing crying? You're a strong Black woman. So I don't like those tropes. I've always said that. I think it's done more to hinder us by making us the mythical Negro, okay, than it's done to help us. So that's the only thing I disagree with, because it's not about people booking us because we're magical. Book me because I'm good at my job and I'm a human being and I'm the shit, okay? Book me because of that. Just like you would book a white woman or an Asian woman that you feel like is good at her job and she's the shit. Don't book me because, you know, I'm supposed to be Black girl magic, because in that they feel like because you're so magical, well, you should magically make money appear. You know what I mean? That's how people think. Well, you're so strong. You're a strong Black woman. You'll make it work. So I don't need to pay you, because Black women are so strong, they'll figure it out. So that's what I'm saying. Let's stop with those tropes. Let's stop with that. We're not magical. We're beautiful people. We're not magical. We're not fairies. We're not beings. We're women, just like any other race of women. And we deserve respect just like any other race of women. And what I do not like is that people like the Academy will sit there and book a Tiffany Haddish and others and tell somebody like her that she should just be happy. That's what they were basically saying. You should be happy to be here. We're the Grammys. You'll probably never see this type of exposure ever. But see, that's what it is to know your worth. When you know your worth, you shut shit down. She saw through the bullshit and she said, okay, thank you guys for this opportunity. But being that you guys can't accommodate me, you guys can't look out for me, I choose to pass. And kudos to Tiffany on that. Kudos to her, because so many people would not have passed on that. Because for some people, it's better to floss and pretend that you're that guy or girl. And in reality, that's not really the situation. That's why I don't get boosted. I don't get jealous. I feel no ways about certain people flossing their lifestyle, because I know a lot of it is just smoke and mirrors. A lot of people are gifted items that they show off. They're paid to show off, and it's not really theirs. So that's why I always say, don't get so hyped up in social media and Instagram. That's only a highlight reel of the best times of somebody's life. So for her to know her sense of self-worth and say, no, I turned that down, much respect to her. And I think a lot of us need to be that way. I had a company reach out to me a while back, and I have my set fees, you know, for like my podcast and just different things. And so they were like, you know, we want to book you for, you know, a certain amount of slots, but we want to know, can you give us a 15% discount? And I'm thinking to myself, one, I don't think my price is unreasonable. But two, do you ask these white content creators for a discount? Y'all would never go to Logan Paul and say, give me a discount. Y'all would never go to Tana Mojo, whatever the hell her name is, Tana. Y'all would never go and ask her to give you a discount. But when it comes to me, I should cheapen my stuff. Or I'll have people hit me up if I don't even do hair stuff anymore. I have money to buy my own damn wigs because it became too much of a fight. Well, I should just be happy to get a wig. Bitch, I don't run a hair channel. I do commentary. No, if you want me to shout out your wig and wear your damn wig all through my video and that people are going to be seeing forever, you need to cut a damn check. But because so many of us are just happy to receive something free and we don't know our worth, we get shitted on. Because they'll reach out to the same white content creators that are doing the same exact thing. Let's say we have somebody who is doing home decor, right? But she's white. Walmart or Sears or whoever will reach out to her and be like, oh, we want you to show these curtains or you know, show these blinds and we'll pay you X amount of dollars. They'll have the same black person who's doing the same thing, home decor, and be like, oh, can you show off our blinds? We'll send you some free blinds. Well, where's her check? I hear stories like this all the time on the back end of YouTube. That's why for me, you have to know your sense of self-worth. The price is the price. When I go into an Asian hair store, I don't go in there and haggle the price with them. If they say this weave is $200, here goes the money and I'm out. I don't haggle. So I'm not going to allow people to haggle me. Oh, well, I only have $50. Okay, well, you need to go find somebody that's in your price range. It's that simple. Because again, I know for a fact they don't haggle when it comes to other races of people. If that was, let's say, I'm just throwing out a name, Kim Kardashian, and they wanted her to host the Grammys, she would have got the red carpet queen treatment, hands down. They'd have flew on a private jet, had a place for her and all four of her kids and Kanye, hell, probably the whole damn Kardashians, would have paid for everything for their stay, and they would have cut her a check. But so many times we're told as Black people, you should just be grateful to be here. You should just be grateful that we're even offering you an opportunity. And that's not cool. So I say all this to say, know your self-worth, know what you're worth, and never let somebody try to cheapen that. And if somebody can't afford that, that's cool. Come back when you can. It's that simple. Well, maybe you're not the right brand for me. I'm not about to haggle with you when I know you don't haggle with white content creators. So you want a discount from me, but you'll pay them $5,000 without batting an eyelash. But then you'll come at Black content creators and say, oh, we can give you $1,000 plus can we get a 15% discount? Y'all think I'm lying. Y'all better ask some of these content creators. They don't want to talk about it, but it's facts. I've seen it and I've heard it. And I've been in discussions where it's, you know, where people have talked about this and it's very unfortunate. Lizza McNeil, thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. Dior sent 20. She says, I wish we as Black people would stop giving these award shows power to start with and have our own. Thank you so much for the super chat. The problem is, you're right about that, but there are Black award shows. We have the BET Awards. We have the Soul Train Music Awards. The problem is the mentality of thinking the white man's ice is colder. Remember, a few years ago, I had to blast Omarion, and I'm a fan of Omarion. Remember, he got mad because Post to Be wasn't Grammy nominated. First of all, Janae is talking about eating ass or getting her ass ate. One of the two, shit. Eat my booty like groceries. That's not a Grammy-worthy song. That's not a damn song that's going to last through the generations. Be happy that your shit was even viral and that you got a BET award. Like, he was so mad that he was not nominated for a Grammy, but yet and still he was nominated for a Soul Train Award, BET Award, and did not show up. So that is the problem. We devalue our own award shows. And I've been guilty of it. I'm not saying I'm above it. I was guilty of calling the BET Awards the EBT Awards for many years, okay? I own it. Yeah, I don't blast people not on the shit I played in it. I've been guilty of calling them the BET Awards. So once we start to value our own shows and stuff, once we start to appreciate it, then other people will too. Then eventually the BET and Soul Twin Awards will be seen on the same level as the Grammys. So I agree with you with that, Aunt Sis. So thank you so much for the super chat. Oh, we got another South African. Y'all not know about that ZAR money, honey. They send $70 in ZAR money, says, sending love from South Africa, T. Love this look. Thank you so much. The name is Kopanyo Marumo. I hope I said it right. Thank you so much, sis. Thank you for showing love. I've been having a lot of South Africans coming through. I love it. Shamara Nicole said $9.99. Says, UT, the independent, strong Black woman crap is used to excuse. It's used as an excuse to shortchange us. I'm sick of it. Nope, I'm a woman at the end of the day, and my name is Shamara. Thank you so much, sis. And I agree with you. I agree with you. That's why I said, let's stop with all that strong Black women, the whole Black girl magic stuff, because it devalues us and it makes it look like, well, we don't have to treat you a certain way because you're a strong, you know, Black woman. No, still give me my respect. You know what I'm saying? Still treat me the way you would treat any woman. So thank you so much for that. Chloe A says, sending love from Chicago. All right. Chi-Town in the house. Chi-Town in the house. Thank you so much, Chloe. Let's see here. Oh, Katasia Jolie sent $99.99. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for the super chat, love. I appreciate you. She says, I always wanted to say thank you for the early C-19 update. It's because of you I got mentally prepared before being transferred to a C-19 RN. OG Haitian tea sipper. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, sis. I really appreciate the super chat. And I'm so glad that I was able to warn so many people, you know, when everything was first hitting. And I'm glad, I'm just so grateful that a lot of people listened. You know, while folks were in line fighting over toilet paper and fighting over, you know, the last carton of eggs, us tea sippers were at home like, shit, good thing I've been, you know, stocking up since January. We were sipping slow, watching all the news reports of everybody else fighting. So I appreciate you for taking heed and thank you for being an essential worker and putting your life on the line to serve other people. So you are very much appreciated. So thank you. Let's see here. SW Stone says, I feel like we need to stop fighting for a seat at the table when we have enough resources and intellectuals to make our own. That is so true. I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much for that super chat. Yeah, we definitely do have enough resources, you know, and hopefully during BET or whatever award show that comes up for, like, you know, the Black community, maybe they'll have Tiffany Haddish host, you know, and, you know, that will be a topic of a conversation. So thank you so much. Crystal Lackland says, Black people do it to other Black people too, especially to Black women. Be grateful or she's too difficult to work with, all because she knows her worth. You are so right. That is what Monique went through, you know? And like I said, with the whole Monique Netflix thing, it was very touchy, you know, because it was just like, she was upset, but then they also were like, well, you're not bringing in the same numbers as Amy Schumer and everything else. But a lot of the stuff that Monique was saying back then is very true. And what's funny now is, you know, like we always say, hindsight is 2020. A lot of celebrities, Black female celebrities, they then started coming out after Monique paved the way to say, yeah, I'm not being paid like my white counterparts. I'm not being paid like other people in Hollywood. So she really set the trend for that, you know? So big respect to Monique for at least calling that out, because it's very true. Queen sent $5, says, speaking nothing but facts. Love you, T. Love you, too. And thank you so much for coming through. Alexander Campbell sent $14.99. Thank you, Alexander. Lisa Arroyo 30 says, T, you looking like that sexy Eminem in green. I love it. Sending you love from the BX. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you, sis. Deneira S says, ooh, I caught a live. Love you, T. You literally helped put a smile on my face. Stay healthy and blessed. And my name is pronounced Deneira. Thank you so much. I love that. It's pretty. I appreciate you. Brenda Sam 49 says, I love your unbiased content. You speak the truth and even take accountability when you're wrong. Love you. I'm working the COVID unit healthcare. Thank you so much, sis. And thank you for being an essential worker. Please stay safe. So we have a lot of people here that just, you know, put in work on a daily basis. So it's always nice to recognize them and the things that they're doing in the community and for us. So definitely shout out to all our essential workers out there, from our nurses to our doctors, to people who are stocking the shelves, to our truck drivers, you know, all you guys. So how long have I been on here? Let me see. Make sure y'all hit that like button. If you haven't hit the like, I've been on here already an hour, you guys. This was a really good show. It's already been an hour, so I'm going to get ready to jump off. What can I end with? There was one thing I did want to hit on, because one of my subscribers that follows me on Instagram was saying that she went through a really bad breakup and she's basically done. She doesn't want to deal with any more relationships. And I'll say this as far as the relationship theme, relationships have been extremely hard in 2020. I think everybody's relationships, from marriages to boyfriend and girlfriend, have been like really tested, especially when you're being forced to like be around that person all the time. Like, that is hard for a lot of people, because a lot of times our solace is going to work or hanging out with friends or going to the movies. And, you know, the fact that so many of us were just stuck in the house, you got to see that other person's real character. So C-19 has like literally helped to destroy a lot of damn relationships this year. It's really sad, you know, but I will say, you know, regardless of that, take time out to heal yourself. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a break. Don't just go jumping into another relationship. Take time out to heal. And eventually the right person will come along. You know, sometimes people feel like just because they go through a horrible breakup that, you know, everybody just sucks and they'll never be in another relationship. The right person will eventually come along. This person just wasn't the right person. So I just want to leave on that note, you guys, because I know a lot of people were just like, been sending me stuff for like advice on relationships. And, you know, a lot of people's relationships literally deteriorated this year. It's really crazy. It's been a lot of folks going through that. Let me see. This is the last super chat. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to log off here. Miss Audrey says, hey, TT, just wanted to let you know you're amazing. Keep up the hard work. I work for a hospital / recruiter, working a lot of overtime. Your laughing words keep me going. That is awesome. Thank you so much, sis, and thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. Queen B sent $4.99. She says, just found out that a family friend passed away from depression due to C-19 this summer. Keep your spirits up, everyone. I definitely agree with that. Thank you so much for the super chat. It's been real. It's been a lot of stuff going on out here, especially with these kids. Check on these kids. A lot of children are becoming extremely depressed because things are shut down. And we know, when as parents, we have our kids on routine. And it's weird for me to not be leaving every day at 6 o'clock to go pick my youngest up from practice, you know? So it's hard because we're also in a routine with our kids. So you have a lot of kids, especially kids who are very active in sports and after school activities. You know, definitely keep an eye on them, keep them involved in stuff, you know, just because these times are very, very depressing. It's hard for us as adults to deal with it. You know, sometimes there are days I don't want to get out of bed because I just hate everything that's going on in the world right now. You know, so imagine what the babies are going through. So thank you for that. Jay Sanchez sent $10, says, as a Black woman, military member, mother and wife, I have really changed the way I view strong Black women. It doesn't mean that I don't feel, I see it as being resilient, but I'm not taking crap. I definitely agree with you on that. Thank you so much for the super chat. And yeah, you're right, you know, because so many times people will use that to dismiss our pain and dismiss our hurt and dismiss things that we have gone through. But we still have to know who we are, you know, at the end of the day. Even, you know, I know there was like some controversy a while back with like some of these femininity channels, where sometimes they kind of, like, I guess some people were feeling a certain type of way, like, oh, if I don't fit into this box, or you guys are saying that I'm not feminine enough as a Black woman, or I have to, you know, wear frilly dresses and talk a certain way. There's no cookie cut type to being a Black woman. I don't give a damn what anybody says. And I don't think you have to change who you are, the essence of you, to, you know what I'm saying, to like attract somebody or to be seen a certain way. You know, I think you still need to carry yourself with respect. There's nothing wrong with, you know, carrying yourself with respect as a woman, but I don't think that you have to, you know, change, because there's even been handles who say change your voice. Well, I don't have like a cute little, you know, valley girl voice, and that's just not how I speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of us speak more authoritatively, and that's just what it is, you know, but I think it's more or less like just embracing who you are. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a strong woman, but that shouldn't be what defines you. I think all of us are just multifaceted, and that's okay. So thank you so much. Oh my gosh, another super chat. Let's see here. Kimberly Parkinson sends $99.99. Thank you so much, sis. She says, love you, Leo sister. Love you too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You guys have just been awesome. This has been like just a wonderful stream, you guys. Pretty Brown Virgo says, love you, T. Been watching you since I was in high school and graduated college 2 years ago. You truly showed me how to have discernment and think deeper. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for that, sis. Dia Hunt says, thank you for going live while I work in the 911 center, and the stuff I hear can take a toll. Wow. I love catching you live. It eases my mind, and mental health is real, y'all. Stay blessed. Thank you so much, and thank you for being an essential worker. I can only imagine, like, you know, working in a 911 center, you know, like just all the calls you guys take, because you guys are not, nobody's calling you guys when times are good. No one calls 911 and says, hey, it's my birthday. Tell me happy birthday. They only call, you know, during an emergency, you know, just like the worst of the worst. I remember when we were younger, I don't know if y'all remember this, and I'm old. There was a show called Rescue 911 back in the 90s. And it was like all the 911 calls. Like, it was like a really good show. I used to watch it all the time as a kid. And, you know, and you'd hear kids out there crying like, I'm in the closet hiding and I think the burglar's in here. And the 911 lady's like, shh, don't say shit. Be quiet. Don't let them hear you. We're sending police. That was my show. I don't know if y'all remember that, but Rescue 911 was my show. Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm gonna read two more and I gotta go. Mika Torre says, I broke down the other day crying. Having to homeschool my son has been stressful. This made me appreciate teachers and what they do for our kids and how much it's helped. Love the green lip. Oh, thank you so much, sis, and you are more than welcome. Yes, it does make you be very appreciative towards teachers, just towards everything, you know, like the things that we just took for granted, going to a restaurant and eating and, you know, talking to the server. Like, 2020 has made me appreciate a lot of stuff. But yes, shout out to the teachers, honey, who take care of our children. And some of these kids are off the damn chain house, you know. So, yeah, just take a breather and take a break. You know, it can be very overwhelming because on top of you trying to just maintain your household and work and pay bills, now you have to be a teacher. Now you have to make sure that your child doesn't fall behind. And a lot of parents are just, they're not able to keep up. And it's being reflected now in the grades. Like, a lot of kids are failing. Their grades are slipping because, again, I don't know this math shit. I ain't took math since damn senior year, like, you know, damn near 20 years ago. So it's like you have to Google stuff and try and figure stuff out. It's a lot. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot. So kudos to you for just trying to hang in there and just do what you have to do as a parent. So thank you for the super chat, sis. Oh my gosh. Kimberly said another $99.99. Kimberly, thank you so much, sis. Y'all be showing me too much love, man. Y'all really do. I'm so just humbled and grateful. And thank you so much. I really appreciate you, sis. KK says, T, can you tell my daughter, Nevaeh? See, I know how to pronounce that because I know like three little girls named Nevaeh, honey. It's heaven spelled backwards. I love that name. Happy sixth birthday. She loves you. Happy birthday, Nevaeh. Happy sixth birthday. Thank you so much for being a baby tea sipper. I appreciate you, sis. So thank you guys. On that note, that was a nice way to end the stream. That's so sweet. I love the name Nevaeh. That's such a pretty name. So on that note, you guys, I'm out. Thank you guys for joining me and watching this stream. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Once again, shout out to Cupcake for bringing back the 90s. you know, and bringing it back to real hip hop. And we're just going to sit back, sip our tea, and see if anybody responds. And if none of these females responds, says a lot. Okay. So on that note, you guys, I'm out. Thank you guys. Make sure you guys hit the like button. I'll see you guys again in like a day or two. So bye.